Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Marked out for Fast Fingers, the Dire Straits, bringing this back. 17th of the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Doug Obey. Doug is the is a financial advisor and certified financial planner emeritus. That means he's just pontificates now. He doesn't actually manage other people's money except for his own. He's the author of Money and the Human Condition. Doug, thanks again for being here. So we've got this we've got this situation that we're moving into that is creating another word that describes our future, I think. Unprecedented describes this year. But I think our future is going to, is the one thing that was so big about the post 08 and 09 scenario, and that's uncertainty. I mean, we're uncertain about the disease. We're uncertain about, you know, this new outbreak that we're having. We're uncertain about a vaccine. We're uncertain uncertain about the election results. I mean, in your lifetime, in my lifetime, Doug, have we ever had so much uncertainty? I don't remember.
No, I don't agree. I agree with you completely. I don't recall ever being this uncertain about anything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know even where to start. But one of the things that is indicative of uncertainty is the personal savings rate. And back in April, when there was the chaos and the panic, your personal savings rate went up to 33.7%.
Yeah.
Now, in September, the last figures we have is 14.3%. That's still twice that of pre-COVID rates.
Mm-hmm.
So that is exactly what you're talking about, Jim. You know, when people
hunker
are uncertain,
down.
They hold back and they save.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
exactly
right.
Hurts the economy.
And it does. And but I also so are you concerned that I'm a little concerned that people, so many people, are putting so much stock in the vaccine. The only reason I'm saying that is I'm not trying to be a Debbie Downer here, but I'm worried that if the vaccines don't work as well, people are going to have, they're going to say, well, where else do we turn? We've lost it all. I still think we need to blend hope for the vaccine with our own ability to deal with risks. What do you think?
I absolutely agree. I am not for shutting down anything. I think as terrible as loss of life is with this pandemic, the detrimental side effects of shutting down the economy and people losing their livelihoods, in my opinion, is worse.
Mm-hmm.
Because it goes across all demographics, all right? Whereas the pandemic and the virus seems to affect mostly people with comorbidities and older people.
Mm-hmm.
So if you think about the average person that works, they're 65 and under, all right? Their risk of dying from COVID is less than 1%.
Unless they're sick, as
so
you
let
say,
them all go
have
back
some
to
kind
work.
Of some kind of issues. No, I agree. And you know what? I wrote an article that basically said what you just said in April. The end of April, I said, let's go back to work. It's time to go back to work.
Absolutely.
We have to, small business owners know how to manage risk. More
right.
Most people know how to manage risk. And we have to, this is life. This thing is life. And one of the things that I'm worried about, Doug, is that we're letting this define America. And that bothers me. What do you think?
It's eating into our freedoms. I mean, this country was born on individual freedom. It's up to the government to suggest or advise us as to what's going on. but the ultimate decision as to what we do should be left up to us.
Mm-hmm.
All right, it should not be government mandating lockdowns or masks or whatever else government it wants to put on us. All right, that should be up to us. It should be for the government to tell us that ventilation systems inside restaurants can spread it. Great, but if I still choose to go in a restaurant and not wear a mask, that should be mm-hmm. my choice.
That's right.
Not the government mandating you can't do that.
And that's what, speaking of which, I think that's another one of those uncertainties, because I think a lot of people, I know a lot of business owners who are worried that if Joe Biden becomes president, Harris, I call it the Harris-Biden administration, if that comes to pass, we pretty much believe that there's no way that that group is not going to be more heavy-handed from a federal standpoint than the Trump administration was. And that's expensive. That kind of behavior is going to be expensive, isn't it?
They've made that very clear, that that's exactly what they will do. And if you think about it, most people that I look at the mass media as very much behind Biden and more liberal causes, and they have been doing nothing but spouting fear.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyone that tends to watch the mass media stations,
yeah,
all right, is very, very fearful. And so they're going to go along with whatever Biden and their administration suggest.
Folks, we have to, as I've been saying for many years, we have to become more discerning consumers of information. When we come back, we're going to change horses completely. I want to talk some more about real estate with Doug. We don't know a better real estate mind than Doug Obey, and we'll talk about that with real estate in your small business after the break. 10 tips, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.